I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. I'm speaking with Kirk Ross, the Capitol Bureau Chief for Carolina Public Press. My first question is this. You looked at the voting patterns of millennials and Generation Zers, for lack of a better word. Tell us about what you found. First, I guess, sort of define millennials and Generation Zers as a voting bloc.
The two generations, millennials, I think folks are fairly familiar with. They're basically folks in their 20s and 30s. And Generation Z, in terms of voting, they're the new cohort of voters. And they're right now in the 18 to 21 year old range. And so taken together, a good way to think about it combined is it's everybody under 40, roughly. There hasn't been a lot of information for Generation Z, this newest cohort. So I took a look at the early voting turnout around the state and worked with Michael Bitzer at Catawba College, a professor of history and political science. He ran some numbers for me on turnout because we know the age groups or the ages of folks who voted. And what we found was if you look at, for instance, Jackson County and Watauga County, you saw a big surge in that Generation Z during the early vote period. You saw them beginning to register their voices. So that's what we looked at mainly.
Jackson County, home of Western Carolina University. Watauga County, home of Appalachian State University. So knowing in our listing area in Jackson County, that was home to the lone incumbent who lost. The lone seat Democrats were able to flip, at least in General Assembly seats. So what sort of correlation is there between these two? And that also happened in Watauga County, the state house seat that's there too. So what correlation is there between that?
Well, I think it's fairly clear that you had younger people turning out and voting, whether they were registered as Democrats, they were voting that way, or at least in large enough numbers to flip those two seats. And I think it's definitely clear that the student vote had an effect in those two races, and probably in a lot of the races, rest of the races around the state, in the larger counties, in Wake County and in Charlotte. Those student voters, those younger voters, are voting in very large numbers for Democratic candidates. They're registering as unaffiliated, but they're voting for generally for Democrats.
What are sort of the rules around college students being able to vote in North Carolina, at least right now? Obviously, this could change in 2 years, given what's going to be happening in the General Assembly even this week when they look at the voter ID law. But what is the law, at least for this election, about college students being able to register and vote in North Carolina?
Students can vote in the county of their residence. If you live as a student, if you live in Wake County or in Chapel Hill or wherever you live, you can vote there. You are considered a resident. You just have to be properly registered and have the correct address and be otherwise legally entitled to vote, you know, over 18 and a U.S. citizen, then you can vote.
Okay, in particular, your article looked at what was happening at Western Carolina University and the sort of voting polling place that was there at the campus. Talk about what you found out about what was going on there.
When I looked at the numbers after the early vote tallies came in, I saw a definite spike among the younger voters compared to the last midterm election in 2014. And what has happened since then, and actually a little bit before 2014, is the campus has gotten very organized in terms of student engagement, civic engagement. They've been very conscious about making sure students, people who are registering students to vote, know how to do that properly. Administrator there told me there's 25 separate addresses on the campus. I assume that's 25 different residence halls or places where people can live. So that has to all be done right. And then they also just brought candidates in from both parties and had a lot of events to sort of build an interest in it. and they petitioned and received a permission to set up a one-stop voting site at the student union, and just like they did in Watauga and on campus in a lot of other places in North Carolina. And no, the first time that was used was 2016. And I think over time, people begin to develop that habit. And obviously, a lot of folks showed up and voted in the early voting period, about two, maybe 2.5 times as many as voted in total in 2014, just in the early vote period. And just a reminder for folks, that we don't have yet the final tally, the election day tally, plus the early vote tally. I was mainly looking at the early vote tally as a way of gauging whether there might, looking for some hints of student turnout.
Right, and to look at this, early voting has been a popular, increasingly popular way to vote in North Carolina, but certainly seems that early voting is very popular with young people.
Well, especially if it's convenient for them, if it's on campus, and also people who work at the university. Have an opportunity to just walk down to the union at lunch and vote. I think it's obviously been pretty successful in places. I think the message, the lesson maybe in from Jackson County is combined with a voter education, voter engagement. And registration, you know, combined with those other things, it can be, it can really get students out to vote. And, you know, that polling place was supported by both parties. It opened in 2016, and Joe Sam Queen lost his election that year. He supported it. So did Tom Apodaca, who's senator from a Western Carolina graduate, supported it. Joe Sam lost that election. He won this one. So I think there's going to be a lot of concern raised across the state about student voting and making sure it's all on the up and up. And I think there's going to be a lot of focus on it as we get through this voter ID bill, you know, whether all campuses are going to be allowed to use student IDs for voter IDs and various things like that. We're gonna obviously have a lot of focus on the student vote, and I think this election and the results of it is a good reason why.
You were listening in on the committee hearing Monday morning about the law that will enforce the constitutional amendment, which voters okayed in this election, which will require a photo ID to vote in the future. What impact and what did you hear about the force of college students voting in this particular election? How was that discussed within this hearing, and what might we see as this week goes on coming out of the General Assembly regarding college student voting?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern about how the student IDs whether they'll all qualify. Right now, the way the bill is written, anyone attending a private college, their ID would not be valid for voter ID. I think there'll be some of the same discussions we heard the last time the legislature looked at a voter ID bill about out-of-state students and how they're registered. There was even legislation that would have rescinded some financial aid if a student registered in North Carolina who was from out-of-state. That bill obviously went nowhere, but there's a lot of wariness about it, and it's obviously driven by politics and by the election results and the fact that young people are tending to lean left or center left.